This language that we are speaking is of collaboration, and it's very old. It is wisdom. And we are grateful for this greater awareness that comes as our legacy to the generations. Yes, that's spectacular. So, within our emotional anatomy, you see, there is this place that's universal. There is this grounding place that is universal. And as emotional anatomists, we are studying and sharing in the vocabulary that is describing the experience, the personal experience of make the world a better place because we are here. It's as though that language combination speaks to our DNA. It throughout the world, it is very hard for me to find someone that does not resonate with that combination of ideas. So this place is within our emotional anatomy, and it's universal, it's Homo sapien. It is this Homo sapien operating system that is going to assist us in seeing, navigating the ocean of emotion, discovering that we are part of this experience together. And it's in that together experience that this sharing makes sense. Because the experience is reproducible. You see, this is an observable language. This is Homo sapien operating system. And you are involved in developing it. We are contemplating. We are contributing. We are aware of ourselves developing this idea. However, now, the kicker. I propose that this makes the greatest sense and performs the greatest miracle in the history of mankind, for we are changing the lens of our perception. And by simply changing the lens of our perception, we discover an intelligent design. And that intelligent design includes that we are a matriarchal species. This is Homo sapien, and we are part of this experience together, all of us, all races, all countries, all backgrounds, all cultures are Homo sapien. And it is the woman that raises the children. It is she who has the primary position of influence over future generations. And it is through these healthy women who are raising healthy young men and women who then realize their privilege and responsibility to participate together here, all of us, nurturing, encouraging, inspiring, cultivating, sponsoring, educating. We're here to inspire the next generation, by which we all benefit. This is important. This is important that we become aware of ourselves as our primary contribution. You see, we can be saddened and lonely navigating the ocean of emotion versus critical of yourself, right? Seeing a bigger picture, and that I get to see myself hiding behind the curtain and not playing, recalls the little kid in the attic. And the experience of I'm just trying to survive. But now here we look into the mirror and we attempt, I see you, I love you, I believe in you. You know, I know you can. You've done it before, you can do it again. I know you can. Greater. So we invest in confidence, greater confidence, greater confidence, greater gratitude, greater awareness, greater gratitude, greater awareness. And of course, from it comes wiser choices and a better life, for which we are greater gratitude, for the confidence that is growing in our ability and skill to navigate this ocean of emotion, realizing that our interpretation of this experience is investing in the confidence of our future. We are investing in the confidence of our perseverance, realizing that we are helping each other understand this gift of vision. For now we see freedom versus slavery. And in the design, there is strength to face the impossible. It is a gift for which we are grateful. It is an awareness for which we are more and more grateful. And we are investing in the confidence that can see this strength to face the impossible and wisely choose it. Greater awareness, greater gratitude, wisely choosing a better life for which we are grateful. And this becomes a formula. No, this is a way of communicating one to another our true love that intends for the world to become aware rather than stay stuck in doubt and miserable immobilization. This is an invitation. It is an invitation versus the seduction back into the attic.